Welcome to episode 29 of Skyjacks, Courier's Call. I'm your host and narrator, Drew Merzieski. I'm joined by Allison Grauer, Palomi Pertep, and Aaron Catano-Saez to bring you a story of adventure, skyships, mail carriers, and kids, just like you. Last time, Kieran examined the strange book entrusted to the squad by the mysterious masked thief and found it full of valuable information regarding the Red Feather fleets. They attempted to copy some of the information, but magic encryption prevented it from being so easily reproduced. Determined to bring this book to the tallest tower and return it to the thief, Cece, Kieran, and June are currently getting their bearings and preparing to ask locals for help. Heed the call, couriers. Stand to, and let's fly.
Gone are the days when it was easy to ride.
Sing it way, hey-ho.
But the years haven't withered my joy and my pride.
Sing it way, hey-ho.
I've never been much for the pistol or blade.
Sing it way, hey-ho.
For the sun is my course and the sky is my trade.
Sing it way, hey-ho.
My mother, she told me that life would be fine if you're free with the water but savor the wine, and to never be hurried but always on time.
Singing way, hey, ho. Singing way, hey, ho.
There are people that are lighting off like small fireworks. There are people that are standing on the edge of the bridge with kite strings that they're like maneuvering kites in the air. And you see the kites are large and they're made out of paper and they're shaped like animals and objects and different things like that. And there are like little lanterns on these kites, so they light up as well as they kind of float through the canyon where you guys are.
Cool. Okay. So we got to figure out which tower is tallest and then get there.
Yeah.
So I think June kind of looks around for someone who appears to be local and friendly, unlike the shopkeep at the bookstall.
Not surly.
Scarred forever.
So surly, yeah. So I'm going to look around for someone to ask.
Interesting. I would like you to roll for this, actually.
Okay.
This isn't so much a roll to find someone. This is a role to find someone nice.
Okay. So I need to build a pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to grab a D8 for a small town girl.
Yeah.
With a passion for flight. Because I'm Midwestern in that way. right? Like, that's really what it is. We're all from the Midwest. Thornvale is the Midwest.
I moved to the Midwest.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to do...
Boy, that's a nice cornfield.
Oh my gosh. We're going to do kind for the attribute. So that's a D6. Pull that. And can I do the reputation? Can I do a reputation for one of them?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Do the Swiftwell Courier Service.
That's perfect. This is what this is for.
That's what it's for. All right, here we go. It's an 11.
Okay.
And there was a one in that pool.
Okay. There was a one in that pool. I need to mark down that that was a one.
Uh-oh.
So you can use it against us later.
I can use it against you later.
Yeah. Our anti-hero points.
Mm-hmm.
So, June, you look around. Tell me this person that you find.
This person is tall and kind of muscular.
Mm-hmm.
This person looks like they're... like a bodybuilder or an acrobat or something. But this person has warm brown skin and like locks piled up on their head in a really cool way. They have like an open vest on with like kind of a flowy dress top in this sort of like mixture of different fashion styles. They're like handing something out to people. Like they're either handing out little balloons or maybe little fire sparklers sticks to people. And they have a big, beautiful smile on their face and they're laughing and having a good time and, you know, talking to people as they walk by.
Cool.
So very, very friendly, tall person with like strong arms, cool hair, and like a mixture of fashion styles.
I feel like you've described buff Santa.
Oh, interesting.
A young buff Santa.
Buff.
You see this person, and as they turn, June, you see on their shoulder, there is like a finch.
Mm.
But the finch is about the size of a small dog.
Oh. Okay, so that's a griffin finch.
It's a griffin finch, but it's not fully grown yet.
Like a juvenile.
It's a juvenile lion bird finch.
Sweet.
So it's like on his shoulder, but he's got broad shoulders, so it's just kind of sitting there. And he's handing out flyers to a bird show.
Oh, no.
And he's like, come see the bird show. Hello, my friends. Come see the bird show. You want to go to the bird show? I'm sure you do. Please, here, take that. Come to the bird show, everybody. Come to the bird show. We got parrots. We got finches. We got condors. We got everything you want to see. Come on to the bird show, my friend.
June vibrates into the third dimension at that.
Come up here, young lady. You want to go see the bird show?
I mean, I very much do. Sir, I wondered if I could ask you a question.
Of course, young lady.
Actually, I have like five questions. One, how old is that griffin?
Oh, little Dusty here?
Little Dusty.
Little Dusty, he like pets. And little Dusty like turns their head and like puts their head into his hand and like,
yeah,
and scratches. Little Dusty here is about a year and a half.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful bird.
Thank you. She ain't full grown yet, but when she is, she's gonna be four or five feet.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, you said that's one. You got four more.
Oh, okay. Two. What time is the bird show?
Bird show's at 1 a.m.
Oh, okay, great, great.
She's open all night for.
That's awesome.
For the festival.
Yeah. No, that's great. Three. Does it cost anything to go to the bird show?
Yeah, it costs about a copper bit.
Okay, cool. I think we could probably do that. Four, do you know how to get from here to the tallest tower up top?
Oh, yeah, sure. And he like points almost directly above him.
Oh.
You see just the top of a tower that even in the darkness is lit up. And you see that it's got like a reddish hue to it. It's made of red stone.
Oh.
And he says that'd be Syndicate Tower right there.
The what tower?
Syndicate Tower.
Syndicate Tower?
Yeah, Red Feather Syndicate Tower. It's there.
That's the tallest tower?
It's the tallest tower here, yeah.
Are you sure?
He's like, look, I've lived here my whole life, and that's the tallest tower here.
Okay. I guess that's where we're going then. We have a delivery to make, so we're
we're couriers. So
He looks and goes, you don't look like couriers, not wearing your coats.
Technically, we're off duty, but it's a favor for someone.
It was a last-minute delivery request.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Scheduling.
Well, good on you. Ah, you know what? I always wanted to be a courier. I thought it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's hard work, but it is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations. Goodness, it would have been fun to do that. I used to go up to the courier compound every once in a while,
say hi
to people, some of the older couriers, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's ever too late to become a courier.
You think so?
You've got a tower here. You could probably pick up some work if you were interested.
I don't know. I got a good thing going with the bird show.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good thing that you have going with that. How many birds do you have?
15.
15.
All shapes and sizes.
That's so cool.
We travel around.
That's great.
But we're mostly, you know, stationed here in T-shirt.
That's really cool. We're gonna try to come to the show, right, guys? Like the
I'll look
the bird
for
show?
You. What's your name?
June Hymnal.
Nice to meet you. I'm Tata.
Tata, it's nice to meet you too. And little Dusty, of course.
Little Dusty nods their head.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your help, sir.
Well, my pleasure.
Enjoy the festival of the shifting winds.
Of course. Take care now.
Okay. June turns back to Cece and Kieran. Okay, so I got good news and I got bad news. The good news is this guy is with a troop that has like 15 lion birds and they do like a bird show and it's at 1 a.m. and we definitely will have time to go if you guys want to go. I would like to go and see the bird show. But the bad news is that the tallest tower is the Red Feathers Tower.
That's really bad news.
That's June? Not great news. No,
it's like not ideal. I know.
But the good news is also extremely good news. So,
yeah, he's got like 15 birds.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
That's like all of the things that you would want.
and they do like a show. Yeah. And they like travel around and they live here most of the time, he said. And that's just, that's really cool. I wonder like what they do in the bird show. I don't know.
Did he say where the show is?
Nope, but I have a flyer.
Oh, okay.
You hold the flyer and it says South Sandstone District.
Drew, may I ask a question?
Of course.
While that conversation was happening, could I have been doing something else?
Absolutely. What were you doing, CC?
What caught my eye is when you mentioned that there were people playing Illimart. And
oh, no.
I believe that CC caught her eye. She was walking and, you know, this acrobat person June went over to, and I was like, ooh, cards. And I went over to a bunch of kids playing, and I want to ask them about how to break into the tower.
Okay.
May
that's
I
great.
Use former mayor of Kidtown to gain their trust?
Absolutely.
All right.
So this is the scene. We see that there's a bunch of these kids. They are on the bridge where you guys are, but they've kind of gone to a little alcove on this bridge, little stone, little... We say that like on the bridge, there are like little half circles just off to the side of it. And they've kind of commandeered this little half circle as their own. Like this is our spot.
Yeah.
And there's like a bunch of kids there. They're ranging from ages of like 12 to 16 or so. They have like... one's got like a kite and is flying their own kite, but there's a bunch of them. They got a lantern lit and they've laid out an Illimart mat that's just like a handkerchief.
Yeah.
And they've got like their okuses down and they're like playing the game. And there is a, like a wood box kind of in the middle of it. That is the Illimart that they're turning back and forth.
As I do, and June is talking to the acrobat, I turn and we catch each other's eyes and I shoot her finger guns and I give like the little thumb that I'm heading over here. Like, you know, we're coordinating. Cool. Yeah. And I like wink and turn around. Say, hello, fellow youths. Welcome to your own town, I guess, right? Because
they all look at you, CC, and they look you up and down. And there looks to be like a leader there. It's a girl about your age.
Cool.
Kind of warm brown skin, dark hair. She's got like a like a red blonde streak through the hair.
Ooh.
And she's got like earrings in her ears and kind of street clothes on. And she like looks at you from behind her cards and she goes, what is it? What do you want?
Hey, so I just got totally beat up by like people in red coats. These red coat people, they totally just whoop me bad. And I'm looking to get some revenge-y tendies, if you know what I mean.
All right. Put together your pool, my friend.
Revenge-y tendies?
Yeah, baby. I'm going to roll former mayor of Kidtown, 68. And I'm going to be... I'm going to use identity, your sense of self, who you are and who you want to become. I want to be very much like I am cool here. I'm playing cool kid. Is that work?
Okay. No, that works.
All right. So I wrote 2d8s. Is that it? Or do I add anything
2d8s.
Else?
If there's something else, you have a slot for a third one if you want
to. Then I would like to use
one.
My relationship with Starwatcher Winchwind doesn't count because of Lumen stuff, does it? Like, do I know stuff or things like that?
I mean,
That's a reach.
Bit of a reach, but I'd say sure.
Okay.
You were learning Illimart and the Lumens from Winchwind. So you're using your relationship with Winchwind in this moment.
Okay, cool.
You've learned from that.
So that's a D10 and 2D8s.
Cool. I want you to also get a D6. You have invoked the right thing to say that you are like, you want vengeance on the Red Feathers.
Cool. Okay. So 1D6, 2D8, and 1D10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so my D10 is a 9, my D8, my highest is an 8, and my D6 is a 5.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Do I take the two highest? So that's
two highest.
9 and 8, I said? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's 17.
Yeah.
Okay. You say this, and immediately all the kids around where you are tense and look at you. And you're not sure for a moment if they're tensing because of you or what you said.
Oh, they're tensing because of me, because I got guns now, like my arms. I'm like, my arms are over my head, I'm pretending like I'm stretching. Sorry.
And they're looking at you, and this leader girl, she kind of stands up, and she looks at you, and she sees the deck of lumens on your belt?
Yeah.
And she goes, you play Flippa?
Cece puts her foot up on like the bridge edge and looks away from them and goes, I might. I might. And then she like brushes her hand over it and you hear like a wow, wow, wow moment. Like
she's like, so you do the shuffle, huh?
I might know a thing or two about de shuffles.
Why don't you come and shuffle with us? And she pushes a kid out of the way. And you go down and you begin to play Illimat with these kids.
Sick.
And I'm not going to have, we're not going to go through the game. I mean,
because I don't know how to play it.
We'll do a quick.
Yeah, I was sitting here going, I don't think Aaron knows how to play Illimat.
I didn't think about Illimat.
It's cool. What we're going to do is we're going to just have you roll real quick to see how you do in the game.
Okay.
It's fine.
What am I going
to
roll?
It's going to be whatever your, so you had two other dice.
Huh?
Okay. So you rolled four dice, right?
Yeah.
And you took the two highest.
Yeah.
That's two left over.
Oh, okay.
And what is the highest, what is the biggest dice out of that? Like
the leftover two?
Yeah.
Five.
Is it a D?
It was a D6.
A D6. What's the other one? A D8?
Yeah, and it was a two.
Use that D8.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to roll that D8. I'm going to roll this D6 to see.
Shablow. That's a seven.
Okay. So you begin to play this game.
Is there battle music? Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. Like, can we set this up, Drew? Am I sweating? Like, when I play Illimat, am I, like, against this person?
Absolutely. So what's happened is she was like, you do the shuffle. So she pushes the other kids away from the game board, and it's just the two of you playing. And as you guys begin to play, she goes, so you don't like the feathers, huh?
I might not. I might be trying to topple them as we speak. I might be hatching a plan. I might have eyes all over this location right now, watching us, watching you, watching your hand.
Gust it, Flippa. It's fine. And she, like, looks over at you, and she goes, you simmer, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm
no
simmering.
No need.
My she flavor goes, no. is intensifying.
But all I say is this. You like a strong tea, like a really strong tea. You seep too much. You've been seeping way too much. Like your flavor's good, but it's real strong too.
Mm.
You feel me? You get me?
I'm picking up on what you're putting down. I'm coming on a little strong, a little bitter, a little abrasive. I'm trying to like mimic this cool talk where I'm like, I'm picking up on what you're putting down, baby. I'm coming off strong. My tea leaves are bitter. They are curdled. And it's only because they are filled. There's too much heat under the pot.
Yeah, like I said, too much. But you don't like the feathers. We don't like the feathers. And I understand that. I get that.
Nice.
And she's like, and I want to help you. My name's Ising, and I want to help you. I want to help you real bad. Real bad, Flippa. Do you understand?
I do.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to finish this game. And you want to get back at the red feathers? How you want to get back at them? How want you get back at the feathers?
I got to get into the tallest tower. You know, the Syndicate Tower? I got to get me in.
Everyone goes...
Yeah, gusty. Everybody stay gusty, right? We're all staying musty and gusty.
No, no, that's still. That's still. There's no gusty still. It's tough. It's tough to get into the Syndicate Tower. That's not something we do. I mean, at least not for nothing.
Oh, an exchange. This one knows the game of the barter. Still gusty, musty.
She goes, how about this? We finish this hand, we play one more hand. And if you win, I show you. If you win the shuffle, we go. We'll show you how to get in. I win, we still show you, but it's going to cost. Like silver.
Oh, okay. So we're talking silver. Great. I know how to talk exchanges. I know how to talk the trade. How about if I win, you take me there, and I get one of your cards?
There's a... Ooh, amongst the other kids. And she goes, if I win, I get one of yours.
Deal.
As well.
No sweat, all breezy, cheesy, and sleazy.
She looks at you again and goes, strong tea. I accept. She takes out her lumen deck and she offers it to you. She goes, pull a card.
Cecilia pulls a card.
All right, roll, and we'll see which card...
Should I spin the wheel, or am I...
Spin the wheel.
Oh,
and we will see which card you can win.
It's your favorite part of the game.
You don't understand, Allie, listeners, Palomi, and Drew, how much I like spinning this luminary wheel.
I'm so excited.
It goes.
Okay. We're back in there. Oh, my, Drew, I am not exaggerating. Hand to the butcher. We got the Star Watcher.
All right.
Let's go. And CC, like, CC takes a minute to fly around the world going.
You hold out the cards to her and she pulls the maelstrom.
Oh.
So it is her Star Watcher versus your maelstrom in this game. You guys finish up the hand you're in. You win.
Oh.
But it's just like, this is just the small hand you guys were playing mm-hmm. before. And like you finish the hand and you win, and she goes, okay, let's play for real. And she shuffles the deck and begins to play. Hello, couriers, and welcome to the Midroll. I'm Drew, your host and narrator. We're so glad to hear that you are enjoying Season 2 as much as we hoped you would. The adventure here in Teshirt is already in full swing, and it's already been full of twists and turns, and trust me when I say there are more twists to come. Thanks to everyone who takes the time to tweet us, comment on our posts, and chat with us on Discord while we listen to the newest episodes. Hearing your excitement, your theories, and your feedback is so wonderful. If you have thoughts or reactions you'd like to share with the squad, feel free to tweet us at CourierCall or email us at skyjackscourierscall@gmail.com. You can also leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Google Play to help others discover the show on their own podcatcher apps. If you were one of our many wonderful Kickstarter backers, please make sure you fill out the backer survey as soon as possible. We're still missing responses from some of you, and we want to make sure that we get all the rewards you owe as promptly as possible. Digital song downloads and digital postcards have gone out. Physical postcards have just been sent as well. If you have not yet received one, feel free to email us at skyjackscourierscall@gmail.com so we can check on your address and status. CC's magic candles are being worked on and we'll post an update on Kickstarter when those are ready to ship. Folks with voting powers, be sure to fill out the voting surveys, which were sent on Google Forms, to your email addresses. If you backed at the $35 or higher level and you have not yet received the voting form, please email us so we can send you that form directly. Votes are coming in hot to decide on more Tales from Thornvale subjects, as well as the super important Audrin Prom theme. The deadline for all those votes are September 1st, so please be sure to vote and get that in ASAP. Now, we'd like to thank some of our wonderful Kickstarter backers. Christiana Ellis, thank you. Ash Meyer, thank you. Christelle Anderson, thank you. Valerie Parham, thank you. Jordan Hoffman, thank you. Sarah Norris,
oi, thank you.
We couldn't have done it without all of you, so thank you again for helping us make this second season take flight. And so, with all that out of the way, let's get back in the sky.
Singing way, hey, ho.
And she shuffles the deck and begins to play. Put your pool together, buddy.
Yep. I don't know which distinction to use is the hard part. Like, how do you know? Like, which one's right? A former mayor of Kidtown, respect is earned, not given in stories or magic.
I'm
like,
I would be respect is earned.
Okay, I see. Yeah. I'm learning. Okay, so D8.
You feel it out. You feel
I'm
it.
I'm going to use brave because I am just winging it. Mm-hmm. And I am not going to, or can I still summon the Star Watcher Winchwind to use her D10?
Yeah, you're still using that D10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you're still using the tricks she taught you.
Cool. So my distinction is going to be respect is earned, not given. I am going to be brave, and I'm going to use the relationship of Star Watcher Winchwind. So that's two D8s and a D10.
Okay. Roll it.
Okay. So that's not great. My D10, I got an 8, and my two D8s, my highest was a 2.
All right. So that's a 10.
Yeah.
So as you're going through the game, basically you guys are playing one hand, and whoever wins the hand gets the card. As you're going, you're noticing she's good. She's real good. And you kind of do the numbers in your head and realize that if you don't do something else in this moment, you're going to lose.
Can I cast a spell? Can I cheat?
Sure. You're going to choose an effect that is going to do. You're going to roll and see what happens with that roll. And see if you can beat this. No matter what, you're going to perform magic. It's going to look like this. You're using stories. So basically, while you're doing this, you begin to tell a story.
Got it.
That,
cool.
That helps you, like, shift the cards in
okay,
a way.
Cool. So I'm going to roll a what is my dish. The same thing as last time?
I would suggest this. I would suggest doubling a dice. So what that's going to mean is you can take like your highest dice and roll a second one.
Okay.
And then that adds more to your pool.
Okay. So yeah, I would like to like do that.
Okay. So tell me what story you tell to basically, and how you do this magical thing to help you win the game.
So Cece is sitting in this thing and she knows that she's going to get smoked by this person. And so she's like, I'm going to have to fudge this. I'm going to have to go for broke. I'm using magic. And so Cece is at the table and she sees this Maelstrom card like off to the side and she sees her Star Watcher. She runs her finger along the Maelstrom card and says, and she's doing it in a very specific pattern, back and forth in a little zigzag pattern. And she says, did you know how the Maelstrom card was formed? It was forged in a great sea duel between two leviathans. They once battled so ferociously that it split the skies in two. And this story just continues on, I feel like, until she doesn't notice that I'm cheating.
Yeah, basically, they become enthralled by your story, basically.
Yeah.
And not just the person you're playing against, but all the other kids around you begin to look and they stop paying attention to what you're doing and you do some sleight of hand to shuffle your cards to give yourself a winning hand.
Heck yeah.
Add that roll. So you're going to take the highest dice and roll a second one. It's like a D10.
Wow. So I think so I rolled a 10.
Okay.
Okay, the highest one last time 10. Is an 8 and a 10, so 18.
So that's 18. Okay. And it works.
Ooh.
Nice.
And as you sit there, we see the camera on your hands as you take the cards and shuffle them about and give yourself this winning hand. And as you finish the story, everyone kind of looks at you and kind of nods, and they're like, yeah, it was a good story. I'm feeling good. And the girl looks down at the cards and then looks at her hands and goes, you wanted to shuffle. And she, like, throws it down. Star Watch is yours. Take it.
Yes! Cece takes it and says, this will live in my deck forever. And gives this person her Star Watcher card.
Oh, cool. So there's this, like, this shift of cards. And as you go to take it, Ising looks skeptical at this moment where you are offering this other card. But she takes it quickly and looks at it and puts it into her deck before you can do anything. This new Star Watcher, what's the design on it?
Oh, the design on it is a tree under the sky, under like the night sky, and like a child leaning up against the tree looking up.
I love that. Ising gets up and kind of stretches and she blows a whistle and there's like 10 kids around that kind of like look up. And she goes, all right, Flippa, let's go.
Wait, go where?
We're going to get you into the tower.
Oh, snap.
That's where you wanted to go, right?
Yeah, absolutely, totally. Let's get it.
You turn around and there's Kieran and June. Kieran and June, what have you been doing?
I think after we let Cece take the wheel as far as playing this game and talking to these kids, that we've sort of been just off to the side, giving the space for Cece to run this show, basically. And then as it looks like she's going to win, I think June kind of steps up behind Cece to sort of like frame that tableau out.
Yeah.
That like, yeah. Okay. Now we're here and you win. And this is awesome.
It's the coolest thing in the world. I think Kieran is doing the same thing on the other side. Just watching the game with rapt attention, honestly.
Cool. Ising turns around and says, come on, let's go. And as the two of you, she goes, who are these?
Oh, these? This is my team. These are my people. Breezy?
She kind of looks over. She narrows her eyes at the two of you. Looks you up and down, June. Looks you up and down, Kieran. She shrugs and goes, it's breezy. Come on.
Cool.
And we see you guys head off into the night to head towards the tower.
I've bargained with madmen who claim to be kings. Singing way, hey, ho. And I've seen the destruction their tempers can bring. Singing way, hey, ho. I've ridden the winds over mountain and plain. Singing way, hey, ho. Just to circle the coast and curse the mariner's name. Singing way, hey, ho. My father, he told me to never deceive. Be a voice to the hopeless and help those in need. And to never be thankful for what you've received. Singing way, hey, ho. Singing way, hey, ho.
Thank you for listening to Skyjacks, Courier's Call. Cecilia Witwick was played by Aaron Catano-Saez, who can be found on Twitter at Aaron Catano-Saez or on the podcast All My Fantasy Children. You can further support Aaron's work in voiceover and worldbuilding at patreon.com/AaronCatano-Saez. June Hymnal was played by Allison Grauer, who can be found on Twitter at Dreams to Become. You can further support Allie's creative work at patreon.com/WhimsyArtifice. This episode was also edited by Allison Grauer. Kieran Rao was played by Palomi Pertep, who can be found on Twitter at PalomiSP. You can hire Palomi for layout and graphic design by visiting her website at palomipertep.com. And I'm Drew Merzieski. You can find me on Twitter at Worlds to Forge, and can further support my storytelling and creative work at patreon.com/whimsyartifice. The original score for this program was composed and performed by Arnie Parrott, who can be found on Twitter at Arnie Parrott. Official artwork was created by Jess Kraczynski, who can be found on Twitter at AngryArtist113. Courier's Call is a spinoff of Campaign Skyjacks on the One Shot Podcast Network. The setting of Sphere was inspired by the music of the Decemberists and the game Illimat by Keith Baker, published by Together Studios. This podcast uses a modified version of the Cortex Prime system designed by Cam Banks and published by Fandom Tabletop. Skyjack's Courier's Call is a part of the One Shot Podcast Network. Other One Shot podcasts include
Session Zero. Session Zero is a discussion podcast that seeks to explore the psychology of role-playing. Each episode will feature role-playing concepts, stories, and tropes viewed through the lens of psychology by clinical psychologist Porter Green and industrial organizational psychologist Steve Descant. Join us on the couch for the next session. And remember, while our show is rated E for everyone, this show was created by adults for adults, so listen at your own discretion.
That's all for this week. Until next time, heed the call, couriers. Right wrongs, do mercies, and take flight.